Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor. See, go on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. And there is a word from the Lord on today. We know everybody is enjoying their Sunday. Amen. You know, it kind of got a little relief from the rain. Glory to God. But, you know, we have to have a little rain. Must fall. Glory to God. For the crops to grow, for everything to look bright. Hallelujah. Get a little water, get saturated, fertilizer. Glory to God. So we must have a little rain. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time and give the announcement. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that you tune in and keep in mind all the announcements that are given, because it's ministry with you in mind. You know, God placed some prophets, some apostles, some pastors, teachers, preachers, ministers. He placed them here to bring the word of God to the people of God, not for them. Now, the gift is not for them. It's not for us, but it's to feed his sheep. Glory to God. So I want you to go ahead and let someone know, amen. You know the numbers. Give them out and tell them to listen in, you know. Amen. Because it's something different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It may be something different than what they're used to. But just give it to them anyway and tell them to tune in and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. Glory to God. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, One Word from the Lord. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and you can go and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. They will get back with you, whatever the need may be. You know, I see a lot of some marriages, you know, they need some help, but nowadays people are afraid to go and ask for help. They just, well, you know, it'll be all right. No, if the problem is not solved, it won't be all right. The next thing you know, it'll be divorced. If you want to keep it together, then guess what? You got to stay together. You know, prayer will hold it together. Hallelujah. But you need somebody else to put a little something on it to let you know, no, this is what we had to do and how we had to work through things. And, you know, it helps. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know. They will get back with you. Amen. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing None of Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. The praying woman of God, awesome woman of God, preaching, praying, prophesying woman of God. So I encourage you to come and hear what the Lord is saying to Elder, because she is an awesome, awesome, awesome prayer warrior. Whenever you leave there, you'll be feeling mighty good after everything and all things that you went through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, God put people in places, and he does use them differently. He don't use everybody the same. Just think, if you use everybody the same, whenever you come on this own show, you say, well, you know what, I've heard that before. You know, they're just mimicking. No, he don't use everybody the same. Glory to God. Some do mimic others. Yes, we know. But not over here. We don't do that. We let God use us as he sees fit. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying through Elvis. Faith Come By Hearing on Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. And I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you come on and tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, we want to get all that you can get, can all you can, while you can. Glory to God. Because you can see, you know, the signs and that times are changing. And, you know, he is to return soon. So you don't want to let him catch you with your work undone. You don't want to let him catch you and say, well, Lord, I didn't know. No, I sent my service. to bring you the word. Glory to God. He said, depart from me. Hallelujah. I knew you not. So you want to make sure you come on and hear the word of God and amen, and know that it's a word for you in season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Minister Elaine Jackson, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You got that 30-minute break, that 30-minute wonder to go and get you some Kool-Aid, amen, Gatorade, tea, lemonade. I go ahead, and I think they said something about Super Bowl Sunday coming up soon, or is it today, whatever. But you got time, amen, hallelujah, to go and get what you need and come back and sit and listen to the word of God. And I want to also encourage you to get her book. She is an author. So get the book, because God is moving, hallelujah. You want to make sure that you're prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, your word up, your fasted up. You want to make sure that you've done all that you can possibly do. I know some say, well, you know, I got to go hang out with my friends. Well, you know what? Y'all can go, amen, later on. But right here, you guys need to get the word of God. But you're going to probably need to take it with you whenever you go, depending on what places y'all going in. Glory to God and minister to them. How about that? Amen. So I encourage you to get the book. It's on Amazon, and you also get a free Kindle with the book. He has book one and book two. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go on, amen, on Amazon and get the book. If you don't know how to purchase it, then what you can do, you can contact any of us, hallelujah, from the WOW team, WOW, W-F-Y, and we will help you to get to her to get the book. So I encourage you to go ahead on, amen, and get the story and see, hallelujah, what God is doing in her life. Hallelujah. She also has a website out there, a page that you can go on and look at, amen, and it'll tell you some things about the book, amen, give you a little something to go on so you'll know what the book is saying and what the book is talking about. And also, I want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks all the way from Monday all the way down through the end of the week. Hallelujah. It's ministry with you in mind to help you and encourage you and give you that lifting up that you need. Hallelujah. To keep on and continue on and keep on keeping on. Because, you know, sometimes life can throw you a lemon, yes. And when it do, just cut it up with the word of God and make lemonade. So that way you'll have something, amen, to fall back on, you know, and say, they did this and they told me this and they told me that. And that's what will help you to get through those hard times. And, you know, it's called Wednesday hump day, amen, glory to God. But I tell you what, every day is a hump day, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, I guess they're saying you're halfway through the week, so it's really hump day, huh? Okay, glory to God, amen. But I encourage you to come on and partner with us and be blessed. And tell your friends to come on and partner with you. And you know these ministries have been a blessing to you. Go ahead and send an offering. Amen. You know, the ministry works. Amen. And you'll have to work it in order for it to work, just like prayer. It works. But guess what? You have to work it. If you don't work it, hallelujah, then it won't work. Just think about it. If you don't go out there and crank that car up, hallelujah, glory to God, and you put it in drive, first, you might have to put it in reverse. You got to back up. But anyway, if you don't put it in drive, then guess what? You're just going to sit here. Hallelujah. So that's the way it goes. You got to work it. So it will work. Because if you don't pray, when you don't pray, prayer ain't going to work. You say, yeah, Lord, prayer works. But yeah, he want to hear you pray. And he can say, well, you know what, Lord? Jesus will say, well, I heard, you know, a prophetess Martha praying. And this is what she was praying about, Lord. And she's been fervently praying this, Lord. So God said, you answer her. Lord, can I answer her prayer, Lord? You know? And that's what he does, hallelujah. If you don't know not what to pray, there's one that makes intercession for you. He will pray, amen, what you need to pray. But the thing is, you just got to do your part. Because if we don't do our part, nothing happens. You know, sometimes we can say, well, Lord, I want this, and Lord, I want that, and Lord, I want a job, and Lord, I want a man. Well, you know, fix yourself up. I know, you know, Our pastor used to always say, you know, hey, don't go out with the nappy head. Glory to God. And he was telling the truth. You can't do that. Hallelujah. You want, you got to fix yourself up, dress yourself up. Glory to God. And go out looking like somebody so you can attract. Ah, good God Almighty. Hey, now, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And that's what you want to do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to still encourage you. We're in February. Hallelujah. And I know the months are rolling now. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to encourage you to give to the ministry. Hallelujah. Because, like I said, if you don't give anything, then nothing's happened. Nothing will happen. You know, you need to give in order to receive. You got to put something out in order to get something back. You know, sometimes people don't want to give because, well, you know what? I'm not going to give them my money because I don't know what they're doing with it. No, you ain't supposed to know. Once you release it, then it's out of your hands. Amen. Glory to God. It's up to God to do whatever needs to be done. Hallelujah. But all you want, you just want to be blessed. You know, if you know this ministry for a fact that has been a blessing to you, I encourage you to give all the time. Don't just give one time and stop. Continue. So whenever you need something, you say, Lord, you know what? I sold that seed, Lord, and I did. Lord, you know I did this. And, Lord, I sold them seeds over there, and I sold them hundreds and something dollars over there, and I sold them thousands of dollars over there. Yeah, I know, I hear y'all. But, amen, in this season, I encourage everyone, think big, hallelujah. Don't think the little, hallelujah. Yeah, you know, you're always at the 25, the 30, 35. Amen. Don't you want to move up a little bit and expect God to do more than he did for you last year? Glory to God. Well, and that way you got to do more for him. Hallelujah. No, you can't buy the ministry, but you can give. So I still encourage you, just the first of the year, amen, go ahead and give your first of the year seed. Amen. If you want to see your first of the year harvest, glory to God. Because I can see God moving in a mighty way in some people's lives that they never thought. I just had a testimony on, amen, I think it was yesterday. Someone was paid for something, and they thought they had to pay for it, and then they told them that they didn't have to pay for it, amen, that they was going to get it anyway, and they were going to send them their money back. Now, that's what I'm talking about. You know why? Because they already, when it's, I said, first of the year seed, they put it out there right then. Hallelujah. And guess what? It reached a harvest, glory to God, right then. So that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So I want you to come on and do your part. Let God be God in your life and watch you move in a mighty way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I pray, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. Amen. You don't have to give your name, but I would like to know what part of the world you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to put all your business out there. And if you need more prayer, you can inbox me on Facebook and let me know. And guess what? I will get back with you and pray with you. Hallelujah. Because we're living in a season now. Prayer is very much, 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 much more needed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see if anybody has pressed the one. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer because God is good and he is worthy. Continue to seek the Lord with all thine heart and all thine understanding. Lean not to your understanding, but seek him every word and in prayer. And he will do just that he said he will do. I know sometimes people say that, you know, I asked him for this and I asked him for that, and I have not got it yet. I have not. Well, you continue on to pray and say, Lord, what is it, Lord? What is this something I'm doing? You know, you won't say that part. You won't say, Lord, is there something I'm doing to holding up my blessing? Because if it is, Lord, show me, Lord, so I can release that thing. And then, Lord God, we can go on down this road and you can bring me what I asked for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead and open this up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for such a glorious day, Lord, that you have created. And we rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for you have watched over us, protect us, Lord God. And you have put your hedge of protection around us and covered us under the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, all those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. Whatever they may need, Lord God, we know, Lord, that you are the provider. You are El Shaddai. Nothing catches you by surprise, Lord God. And you will give them their heart desire, Lord God. as you tell them to come on in, Lord, and get closer to you, Lord God. You said, draw closer to me, he says, and I'll draw closer to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing all across the nation, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones, God. We know only you can heal, Lord. You can heal every broken heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You can heal them everywhere they hurt, from the crown of their head, Lord God, to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing them right now, Lord, because we know, Lord, nothing is too impossible for you, Lord God, because with you, all things are possible. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And if there's any unbelief on this line, Lord God, we say, Lord God, to them, believe, Lord God, that you are the God that, oh, my God, that can answer prayer. You are the God that can answer any prayer, not just one, but you can answer any prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we serve a possible God, not an impossible God, but he'll take your impossible situation and make it possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, and we give you glory, oh God. Father, we ask you to let them hear the word on today that will change their very heart, Lord God, that will change their very being, that will lead them into a new you, Lord God, in this new year, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his will. In the mighty name of Jesus, those, Lord God, who have run astray, Lord God, we call them back into the sheepfold right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every backslider, those that have turned away only because they didn't think that you were answering their prayer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call them back right now, Lord God, to press forward in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not too late. It's never too late, huh, to get on board the gospel train and ride it out, huh? Oh, my God, until Jesus returns, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God, for God is so awesome, and I know what an awesome God we serve. You know, it's time for you to step up in ministry. Hallelujah. You've been doing the same old, same old, same old, getting the same old results. He's calling you even higher. Now you want to come on up so you can come on out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I understand. I'm hearing you. I do. I hear you. It's the reason you don't want to come on up and come on out, because you're trying to keep that same group of friends. You know, you don't want them to call you, amen, a Bible thumper. Oh, my God, my God. Well, amen, glory to God. You have to choose this day whom you're going to serve, because he's not going to force himself on you. And after a while, he's just going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. It's time to tell the truth. Hallelujah. You can't be straddled fence. Anyway, who told you you had a fence to straddle anyway? Glory to God. Huh? You're either going to walk with him or you're going to walk without him. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. It's up to you. It's time to just tell the truth. You know, you can't sugarcoat and walk around, hallelujah, because the blood stain will be on my hand if I didn't tell you what thus says the Lord. Glory to God. And I don't want that on my hand. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and make up your mind and do it quickly, because he is the return. Look at the way the weather is changing. Look at the things that are going on. Amen. Look at the atmosphere, how it changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some things are hitting now right at home. They, you know, usually they say, oh, that was happening in the country's way off, but they're hitting right at home, right at your doorstep. So you need to make up your mind. You better do it and do it quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and turn to chapter 12 of Genesis with me. And I'm going to title this message, Remain Faithful. You know, you have to remain faithful regardless of what's going on. You know, you all know the story, but I'm going to tell it. We're going to tell it anyway. We're going to read it. Amen. You know, Abraham remained faithful. You know that, and he was found at the Father's faith. Glory to God. Well, you can be faithful to God. Don't give up just because things get hard. You know, some just give up and get, Lord, I just throw in the towel. I just can't do that no more. You know, if you done already gave up, glory to God. But you have to keep on keeping on. That's when you have to push. Oh, good God Almighty, huh? Oh, my God. That's when you have to push. You have to really push. When things get hard, then that means your breakthrough is right at the door. You got to push. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say, well, you know what? I don't feel like praying. Turn the gospel on. Turn the music on. Turn. You got the word on your phone. You got the Bible app. All kinds of stuff. So now there's no excuse. You go ahead and turn it on and continue on. Glory to God. And you go ahead and you start just praying, trying to pray. And then sometimes you can't pray, but you know what? Just continue on worshiping and praising God. That thing don't break off you, glory to God. You can't let the enemy get the best of you while he looks at you and thinks you at your worst. But what he don't understand is that you're at your better because you're getting right there. You're right there at your breakthrough. So you can't let him get the worst, get the best of you, glory to God, because the best is yet to come. Amen. Let's go ahead and read the story. Remain faithful. Glory to God. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. You know, he was telling him now, you know, you got to sometimes leave them, hallelujah, that you're close to, your cousins, your sister and your children, your uncle, daddy, you know, and all them different children. He wants you to sometimes lead those people so he can bless you. You can't keep hanging around. They don't want the same thing you want. So guess what? It's okay. And if they reject you, then guess what? They rejecting you. They're rejecting the God in you. So you still have to get out from around them so he can bless you and take you forward into a new them. He want to take you, amen, to that place. See, he was trying to get Abraham to move forward out of his old faith. Hallelujah, that's a good word to put. Out of his old faith and walk into a new faith. You know, you have to, your faith has to ever yet grow. So guess what? Sometimes when you're around those, amen, that, you know, they got the same old faith. Well, you know what? It'll do. You know, that'll do. You know, God can do this and he can do that. But if your faith, amen, glory to God, has to grow, sometimes you just got to move forward and move from around them, glory to God, so your faith can grow even the more. You know, it's easy to believe God for $10 or $15, but how about $15 million, glory to God? And if you tell them, guess what they're going to say? Well, honey, God ain't giving out that kind of money. Glory to God. No, he'll tell you what to do to get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will give it to you, and he'll tell you what you need to do, amen, in order to do your part to help you get there. So that's what he was trying to get them away from, you know, those he's been kin to. Because he wanted to walk into another faith, so you take him to another level of faith. Glory to God. Don't you want to go to another level of faith? Hallelujah. Not staying the same as you were years and years and years. Amen. The same faith, walking in the same place. Well, Lord, yet came a light bill. I want the surplus. So when the light bill come, you ain't got to worry about it. Okay, I already got it. So God already done gave it to me. Now, I didn't say go out there and spend everything. But you know he'll give it to you, amen, some to sow and some to spend. So just be careful about that. Let's move on to verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. See, he was telling them right here that he was going to bless them. He was telling them to come on and move forward because I got so much for you. It's time to move forward and move out of the old you and into the new you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go so high in God that anything that comes around, you won't even touch it. Hallelujah. I know someone just like that. They keep right on praying. They keep on going. My God, it's the strength that they have in the Lord. It's the belief system that they have in the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. They just keep right on picking. Hallelujah. They're talking about the Energizer Bunny. The Energizer Bunny ain't got nothing on this person I know. Glory to God. Because I sat down one day and I'm looking at, I'm listening and I'm like, Lord, and I'm talking to. I said, you know, my mind went back and, you know, they went through this, this, and that. I said, good God Almighty, my God. And they never stopped praying. Never stopped praying. Not one time didn't stop praying. Glory to God. So you see, energize the money, them batteries right there, that run out. But guess what? Jesus Christ don't. So you want to keep on going. He said, I'll bless you so you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. And he blessed them so they can be a blessing. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed See, he was trying to tell Abraham what he was going to do. If he lead them and go forward, because, see, this life, amen, glory to God, when he calls you into ministry, the gift is not for you. It's for you, for us. So if you're moving forward in the ministry, then just think about it. Everybody around you is going to move forward, glory to God, because they're going to be blessed through your ministry, hallelujah. Now, all that stuff that they're going to get healed from and all those diseases they're going to get healed from, let me tell you, y'all better tune in on Tuesday night and you'll know what I'm talking about, glory to God. And he was saying how he will curse them that curses thee. In other words, he's saying, them that speak disrespect and are disrespectful of you, then those people are going to be cursed. Those that raise their mouth against you, raise their tongue against you, he's going to curse them, glory to God. So, you know, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Hallelujah. Just continue to move on. Yes, you're going to run into some bumps and some clumps. Yes. You're going to run into some mountains, glory to God. But guess what? God can move. He's a move that mountain. He's a mountain mover. Come on, now. So just hold on and come forward and begin to do what he called you to do. Don't want to stay back in the old, because he's trying to give you the new. He said he can't pour, amen, glory to God, new wine and old wine skin. Oh, good God Almighty, what you say? Come on now, Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. This will make me happy, hallelujah. Let's just tell it like it is. And so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. You look right here when he was telling him to go forth. Look how old Abraham was. You know, so all those that are saying, well, you know what? I just think I'm too old. Don't ever say that. Look how old Abraham was when he told him to go forth. He was 75 years old. You know, you don't ever get too old. Just keep on moving, mama. Keep on moving, daddy. Keep on preaching that word of God, glory to God, to God called you home. Hallelujah. Because there's still some others that need to hear that word that comes out of your mouth. It don't matter if it's a new generation, old generation, middle-aged generation. It don't matter. Just bring it on over into this generation, in this millennial generation. Glory to God. Because God wants you, hallelujah, to continue to pray. He wants you to continue, glory to God. He wants you to continue to lift people up and tell them about a man named Jesus. He wants you to continue, glory to God. So don't say you're too old. You never get too old. My God, let's move on to verse 5. And Abraham took Sarah and his wife and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go unto the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. So they did. Abraham started on his journey. Glory to God. He took his wife, his nephew. Now understand, glory to God, all his possessions, everything they had gathered, and the people that worked for him. He took them with him. You know, you got to realize, everybody can't go. And everybody ain't going to want to go where you go. Hallelujah. They ain't going to want to go. And guess what? Don't try to take them. I had to learn that. You know, we have to learn stuff along in ministry along the way. Everybody don't want what I want. Hallelujah. They don't want this Jesus that I want. Hallelujah. They don't want the more. Glory to God. So guess what? You can't push them. All you can do is encourage and keep it moving. But don't let them pull you back. Glory to God. You keep on going. Because look right here. You see who he took? He took very few people with him. Hallelujah. Because he knew. Hallelujah. Those are the ones I'm going to take with me. We're going to go, and, you know, we're going on. And he was 75 years old, and he kept on moving. Let's go to verse 6. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites was then in the land. Okay, glory to God. You see, he just kept right on going. He didn't stop. He kept on going. Let's move verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto thou seed, will I give this land? And there builded me an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. You know what? Abraham built God an altar. You know, if you build an altar, he will come. You know, I was watching, amen, it was angels in the field, glory to God. And this man was really behind, you know, on his mortgage, on his house, and they was about to lose everything. You know, and the Lord spoke to him, amen, from on high and told him, if you build it, they will come. So if you build your altar in your house, okay, he will come. You find a special place in your house, then it says right here, he will come. He appeared to Abraham, and then Abraham built an altar. Glory to God. So when you build that altar, know that he's going to come. He will show up. When you go in there and get to praying and glory to God, and you say, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he will come. But you got to build a place, glory to God, for him to come. Let that be your sacred place, your sacred space. Don't let the children go around there and play in it and all this kind of stuff. Just build a place, build a sacred place, glory to God. And he removed from it unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent having Bethel on the west and high on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. You see right here, he heard from God and he built him an altar. So you know what? He was a father of faith, and he was doing what he was supposed to do. He was walking by faith and listening to what he told him to do. So he decided to build an altar. When you build an altar, glory to God, and you get in that safe place, that safe haven place, just you and the Lord, glory to God. I'm not saying get your phone, you know, and then look at it, you know, and all this stuff, and because it's going to rain, and what's going to happen, it's going to throw you off. You waiting on God to tell you something, to reveal some stuff to you, then the phone, but I can guarantee you it's going to rain to throw you off. Hallelujah. It will, and it will, and it will throw you off. You waiting on God, and then all this thing, just shut that down or put it in there, amen, glory to God, on silent, so you can't hear it, hallelujah, because if you hear it ring, then guess what? Oh, they may want something, and it don't be nothing but the enemy just sending some of his little imps to throw you off. Let's move on to verse 9. And Abraham sojourned, going on still towards the south, and there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down unto Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievously in the land. In other words, they didn't have no food. It was not enough food. There was an extreme shortage of food in the city. Glory to God. And so that's what he did. He left and he went on. And it came to pass when he was come near to the enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarah, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. In other words, he was telling her, you are bad. You're good looking, you know, and all those things he was telling her. You know, he said, you're a good looking woman now, but I got to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. He was telling her that. He said, I know. He said, don't think, hallelujah, that I don't know and I'm blind, because I ain't blind, purple, or crazy. I can see you are a good looking woman, what he was telling her. Glory to God. He said, therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. In other words, if he had said that, okay, he was thinking that they may kill him, and they will save her alive and give her to their glory to God, because they were bad. They was a strong, you know, army, powerful king. They were the most powerful and prosperous nation in the region. You know, that's why he was telling her, okay, this is what they're going to do. But Abraham did tell a lie. He did. Because that was not his sister, glory to God. That was his wife, glory to God. But he told her, he said, now this is what you want to say. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with thee for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. He was telling her, if she tell him this lie, that it was a lie, that they will save me, hallelujah, glory to God. They wouldn't hurt him then, but they will, hallelujah, to hurt him if he said that that was his wife. And that's what he was telling her to say. Well, she agreed, glory to God. And it came to pass that when Abraham was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. In other words, they told us, girl, you got it going on. You're looking good, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Well, see, they didn't want to come against him because Abraham feared what was going to happen to him. But he should have trusted God a little bit more. You got to trust God even in them hard times. I was just saying, glory to God. You got to trust God no matter what. You got to have enough faith. And you know what? You can build your faith by reading the Word of God. You can build your faith by looking at other people and listening at what when they give their testimonies on how God brought them up, brought them over, and brought them out. Like on Monday night, my God, Wednesday, hallelujah, glory to God. Move on down Sunday, hallelujah, my God. You get it twice on Sunday, you get a double portion, my God. And let's move on to verse 15. The princess also of Pharaoh saw her. The princess also of Pharaoh saw her and commanded her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. You see, he came and got her just as soon as he saw how good she looked. He told him to get her, bring her on. Glory to God. That's why he told him to say that you are my sister. But it wasn't, you know, she was an ass sister. Glory to God. To my understanding, oh, glory to God. But that's not now. Let me help y'all out. See, some of y'all look at when Jesus came, all that was, he set the record straight. So you cannot marry ass brother, ass sister, none of that. Hallelujah. Although they still doing it. And it's a sin. It's not right. Let me just go ahead and throw that out there. You can catch it if you want to, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening by web. It's the same as faith. Sin is sin. Just tell it like it is. Let's move to verse 16. And he entreated Abraham well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses and manservants and maidservants, and she asses and camels. See, he had all that. Glory to God. He treated him well because he said that was his sister and not his wife. But let's see what happened after this. And the Lord plagued, glory to God, and the Lord plagued, oh, my God, my God. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. You see right here, because Pharaoh slept. Amen. Glory to God. He took Abraham's wife as his wife. Glory to God. My God. So the Lord plagued him. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? That's what I say. You don't want to do all that and fall all into all that temptation and all those things. You have to learn who is who and what is what. That's so important. You know, I read somebody a couple of weeks ago. Amen. I would say even a month ago. Glory to God. And they were saying, you know, that was their brother, sister, children, you know, from the other side. But see, they didn't know. They didn't know them. Glory to God. So that's why it's important to know who you are. Amen. Where you come from. Hallelujah. Know your peeps. Hallelujah. So you will not fall in love with those. Amen. Boy, that's some kin to you. Hallelujah. You got to stay away from that type of thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't want your brother. You can't want your sister. Glory to God. You can't want those who can to you. And if you do, you need to ask God to check you up, give you a checkup. Because something's wrong. Something's not going off up there in the, you know, in the brain part up there, and your fallopians and all that are up there, and your brain stems and all them good things, and your frontal lobes and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. Something's wrong. You can't do that. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I tell you what, glory to God, you have wanted your brother, hallelujah, for many years. But I tell you, God is going to deal with that thing, and you know it's wrong. You go and you sit up in the church, amen, and you praise the Lord and hallelujah this, and you're in all these auxiliaries and different things, and you know that is your brother. I'm talking about a blood brother, not just a half brother. You know that's wrong, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to make sure, hallelujah, that you go back into the altar and repent. You got to do it and do it now, because now is the time. It's been called out. So go now, repent and turn. Hallelujah. God will give you a man. There's plenty. Amen. Glory to God. And there ain't no kin to you. Hallelujah. So you need to go and repent now and do it quickly. Let's move on. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? You know, when all those plagues start coming and all those things started to happen, he said, why you didn't tell me? But see, he was afeared. He feared for his life. That's why he didn't tell him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he knew that he may have done something to him. Glory to God. So he didn't want to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wanted, you know, Sarah to say she was his sister. And he know he would have treated the brother well, because, you know, if I can get along with the brother, then he don't mind me having sister. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he was thinking. Hallelujah. But when those plagues start popping, he had to figure that thing out. He's something wrong here. Something wrong in La La Land. It can't be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Why sayest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to be loved to me to wife? Now, therefore, behold, thou wife, take her and go thy way. He was saying, y'all get all you got. Get all you can get and get out of here. Now is the time for y'all to go. Don't you know, hallelujah, when all those plagues and all those things start happening to us, listen, amen, whoever that was I was speaking to a few minutes ago, don't you know things are going to begin to happen to you, amen, because of what you're doing, hallelujah, glory to God. You're doing something that's not godly, and you know it, glory to God, and you know it, because you sit on that pew, he's bringing it back again. You sit there every Sunday, and you hear the preacher preaching. Hallelujah. And you sit there, glory to God, and you know that that is your brother, hallelujah. And you don't supposed to be, amen, you can love him as a brother. That's it, glory to God. It goes no further than that. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. I just call it like it is. That is nasty. Hallelujah. So you need to turn around right now, hallelujah, and stop it. I'm telling you, I'm warning you again, stop it. Hallelujah. Whether you're listening, like I said, live, or you're listening on the web, it don't matter. He's calling it out. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. In other words, Pharaoh told them, take it all. Get them all. Pack them up. Pack everything they had. Amen. Glory to God. Everything I give them all them sheep and camels and all that different stuff, all that food, give it all to them, glory to God, and pack them up and get them out of here. All this stuff coming against me because he didn't tell me that that was his wife. He told me that was his sister. Now the curses is coming up on me. Pack them up, send them out, glory to God. Don't you know Abraham walked away when he went? They was in a famine. That's why he went to Egypt, because they had plenty, because he had enslaved, you know, the other people they were working for him, glory to God. So they had a plenty. So guess what? When Abraham got ready to leave, Abraham wasn't in last. Hallelujah. So see, God turned his lie around, even though he told a lie. He turned it around and made it good, because now he had all, he had livestock and he had food to eat. Hallelujah. They wouldn't go hungry. Oh, my God, my God. But you don't have to tell a lie to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he did. He packed him up. And he said, y'all send him out of here. Take it. Go. Now. I don't want nothing else to do with it. I don't want to see it. Glory to God. Because he didn't tell him that that was his wife. That was his sister. So you got to be careful and stay in faith. See, Abraham was found the father of faith, because he walked in faith when God told him to move at an old age. It don't matter what age you are, you know, God will tell you to move. He will tell you to go from place to place. Hallelujah. But you just got to rely on him to take you there and get you there, glory to God. But it's up to you to move out. But sometimes you don't want to move. You want to stay in that same old place because it feels good. You want to stay in that same old, hallelujah. Well, he been taking care of me and this faith I got right here, you know, this faith will do. I'm good. I'm comfortable in this faith. I don't have to want for nothing, you know, and I'm comfortable. But don't you want the more, glory to God? Don't you want, amen, and so much, you got so much faith that you walk by somebody just like Peter and them did, and the shell heals them, glory to God, and you walk by somebody and they pass out because there's the anointing that's on you. Don't you want that kind of, hallelujah, faith, glory to God? You said, I know, Lord, it's in me, so God, bring it out me, glory to God. Don't you want your faith to grow so much that whenever somebody calls you, you ain't got to be there. But guess what? You can go there in the spirit realm. Don't you want that kind of faith, glory to God, as you seek the Lord thy God and say, you know what, Lord, I'm not worried about none of that, huh? You told me to build this $15 million business, Lord God, and build this building to house people, Lord God, to get people off the street. You told me to build it, so I know you're going to do it. Don't you want that kind of faith for your prayers to show up? You pray one day and then you do it the next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you want to be faithful, glory to God, to God's word when he tell you to move? He don't matter. He said if you're 75 or you're 85 or you're 95. If he said move, then glory to God, pack it up, and yeah, glory to God. Don't you want to be faithful to the Lord thy God? Whenever he come back home, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, if you'll be faithful with a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. Don't you want to be that person, hallelujah, like Abraham? He didn't give it a second thought. Don't you imagine? He just walked on out at 75. Let's keep moving. Glory to God. But guess what? And when he didn't have enough to eat, he didn't turn around and go back, did he? You know, sometimes when God pulls you out of place, you want to turn around when you know what, Lord, if I just hadn't left, maybe I have what I need, Lord. Once you start out on that journey, you continue on that journey. Hallelujah, glory to God. You think people don't see? Yes, they see. You think people don't hear? Yes, they hear. They hear and they see too, glory to God. And you know what Psalm say? Well, you know what? They ain't faithful. Hallelujah. They weren't faithful like Abraham was when he stepped out at 75. They ain't no faith. Glory to God. They ain't faithful. They just wanted a little bit of God. They didn't want everything that he could do. Don't you want to be that person, glory to God? Well, you know what, Lord? I'm going to sit right here, Lord, and we'll pray for that person, Lord, and you going to move, Lord God. Oh, my God, don't you want to be that person to just sit there and speak it and it come to pass because of the faith that's on the inside of you? You prayed for that person and it came out. You said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because God said he got you. He's a healer. He's a miracle-working God. Don't you want to be that person? Glory to God. So when he tells you to step out into a new place in ministry, don't be afraid to step out into a new place in ministry. Know that he's going to be with you wherever he leads you. Glory to God. He just wanted to make sure you follow him. Hallelujah. No matter what they say. They may say it ain't your ministry. But guess what? You don't worry about that. What you need to concentrate on is being faithful. Because if he tells you to go, then you go. Hallelujah. He called some early in life. He called some late in life. But guess what? It's all good because it's all God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your word on the day, Lord God. Just like Abraham when he stepped out at 75, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that you give us the spirit on the inside, Lord God, to step out and be faithful to you each and every day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind all mind-binding spirits, Lord God, that tries to hold them back, to keep them from stepping out, Lord God, and being faithful to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, walking where you want them to walk and talking to who you want them to talk to, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I bind it up right now, Lord God, for having its ears, Lord, hearing, Lord God, what they're saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that are not godly, in the name of Jesus, and taking godly counseling, Lord God, I bind that spirit up and I throw it in the pit, and cover it up, because the word of God says, if you stand strong in me, I will lead and I will guide you. He said, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So who you want to order your steps, be faithful to what he's calling you to do. Glory to God. Father God, we come against, Lord God, the way the mind works. Lord, renew their mind, Lord God, and strengthen them, Lord God, so they won't fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus, but they'll remain faithful, Lord God, until you return here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for remaining faithful, Lord God, through the storm, Lord God, through all the chaos, Lord God, through calamity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, through every contrary wind. Hey, my God. Oh, my God. He said, be faithful through the contrary wind because you're going to be all right. Glory to God. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that they be faithful, Lord God, and continue on the journey. Don't go back, Lord God. Don't look back. Don't have a setback. Hey, glory to God. My God. Remain faithful and hear what he's saying in these last days. Hallelujah. No matter what they say, it only matters to what he says. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just continue on and be faithful. Hallelujah. And keep stepping and keep walking and keep going where he wants you to go. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you have to go. Hallelujah. You know, everybody, like I said, everybody's not going to go with you. And there are those you want to take with you. But guess what? If they don't want to go, you can't take them. Hallelujah. That's a lesson learned. You want to do this, you want to do that. But guess what? And the Lord said, I said, well, Lord, you know, I said, Lord, I'm just saying, and I want them to do this, and I want to say everything. But he said, guess what? They ain't got your faith. And guess what? You have to go on and do what I say do. I said, Lord, that's it. I said, that's a wrap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, it's done. Okay? Glory to God. You want them to go, but they don't want to go. Hallelujah. They want to stay in that place. Hallelujah. But he's trying to get them into a new place so he can show them even more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And that's what you want. You want the more. You want him to show you the more. You don't want the less. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. We serve an awesome right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Tuesday night, apostle and pastor. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. If you need, hallelujah, a life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, they got 30-something years. Oh, my God, hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. That's where you want to go to get some good counseling, hallelujah. You can get counseling from anybody, but you want to get some good godly counsel. Hallelujah, glory to God. Not ungodly counsel, glory to God. Because they're two ungodly people counseling each other. It's nothing but, amen, a two-headed demon. That's just what it is, a mess. Let's move on. Glory to God. And on Wednesday, faith come by here in Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 6:30 Central Standard Time. And then on Sunday, Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power, Minister Elaine Jackson, the second Hour of Power, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Author, hallelujah, glory to God. And don't forget to get the book from Amazon. Amen. And become a partner. Hallelujah. You know, don't give up. Glory to God. Don't give out. Hallelujah. You sow, and you continue to sow. And watch God bring in the heart. Hallelujah. It's his job to bring in the heart. And guess what? He always fulfills every promise. Because he said every promise in this word is yea and amen. And you have to remind yourself. If he said, Lord, I'm going to sow this, then Lord, I'm going to believe that you're going to bring me the harvest, Lord. If it's not enough to meet your needs, it's your seed. So remember that. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. I repent of all my sins I have committed, Lord God. Even those, Lord, that I didn't know I was committing against you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I give you my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. If you would hit me up, amen, on Facebook, inbox me. I have two pages, Providence Martha Williams. And Martha Williams, if you desire prayer, you can also hit me up on one of those pages. Glory to God, inbox me, and I will get back with you. Amen, amen. And I will tell you the what next, because it goes deeper and further. Amen, after you have went ahead and confessed Jesus as the Lord in your life. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now awesome God. So don't forget, don't forget. Amen. All the announcements, keep them in mind. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and look and see. Amen. We have a few minutes. If you desire prayer, you can press the one. You don't have to tell your name. Hallelujah. Just tell me where you're calling from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, no one has pressed the one. Well, I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time and give the benediction. But I reinstate it again. Don't forget Ministry Lane coming up in 30 minutes. Amen. Now, the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Amen.